Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks.
Welcome to the Child Care Grill Bar. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio, in studio with Lisa Murphy and Josie from the Dark Side.
Hello.
Hello.
We're talking about robot caregivers today. That's the topic. Go.
Go. Well, when I saw it on the board, I made the assumption that it was like people who are just kind of going through the motions, and then Jeff kind of enlightened me that.
And we can go there. I was thinking about a replacement for those robot caregivers. Early learning is in a staffing crisis right now. I hear nothing from programs, but we can't find quality, skilled, knowledgeable, experienced people. I hear from programs that that feel like they have a revolving door installed in their staff lounge because there's just people coming and going all the time. I have people terrified at the thought of replacing somebody that's not doing a good job because the person they might hire
could be worse.
I've got people terrified of the interview process. We're going to do it in a separate episode, but I've got a great idea I learned in Australia about an interview tactic that we'll get to in another episode. And so my thought is with the growing place of robots in the workspace, I think we need to start seriously thinking about 50 years from now, what early learning programs are going to look like in terms of artificial intelligence and drones and robots? Because let me tell you, it's coming. Low paid jobs are starting to be replaced by automation. There was just a Flippy. Did you see Flippy in the news?
No.
Flippy was recently installed in, I think it was a California restaurant. Flippy is a burger flipping robot.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
And Flippy can be installed in an existing workspace in an existing restaurant in 5 minutes. You don't have to buy a new grill or anything. You just kind of slide Flippy up to the grill. And Flippy gets better at flipping burgers as Flippy learns because they've built the self-learning robot. And so in these places that are going to things like $15 minimum wages, companies are going to be finding out as with this technology that they can replace those people very quickly with Flippy. And the thing is, Flippy is programmed to do the job. Now, imagine a little bit of advancement in technology where the robots are programmed with good early learning practice and unleashed into an early learning setting. Now we're always talking about what we need to create the space and then step back. That we need to edit the space and be mindful. So what about a classroom that's set up with a number of robots, but also a number of sensors that are watching facial recognition and this kind of stuff? That they see the red paint is almost gone,
boop,
and the conveyor brings the red paint out. We see a child that's climbing a tree and they start to slip, and then the safety drone grabs them and lowers them safely to the ground. Would this not be better than the care some kids are getting in existing programs?
Yes, that's the sad, honest truth.
Now, we would take the quality practitioners that we have, the empathetic, mindful, tuned in people, and they could focus on doing that job. I tell the robots get good at it. But so much of the peripheral stuff would be able to would be taken over by the technology,
and so that our attention could be fully focused on the children. Until you then have somebody going, well, I don't need to do that anymore because that'll do that.
Well, and maybe the technology gets so good that that happens.
Yeah, but what? Well, what jumped in my head, I'll be honest, what jumped in my head was, but what about the touch?
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Have you seen Westworld?
No.
Okay, well...
Have you seen Real Dolls?
No. I knew you'd go there, though.
Well, I mean, you said, what about the touch? I don't know as much about this as it's going to sound like I do. But, I mean, they are building these realistic sex dolls
that
are selling for tens of thousands of dollars, I believe, that are built because of the touch. And let's face it, the porn industry leads all technological development. The reason we had VCRs is because of porn. The reason you have streaming video online is because of porn. Look it up. I mean, it's just...
Deal with it.
it's just the reality of life. And so when that technology gets better in that business,
that's
and it
true.
Moves in. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I'm saying it would it be better than the child who's left in the crib all day long fussing while the caregiver is reading a romance novel? Maybe.
I don't know where to go with this, Jeff. and there's a part of it that scares me, and then there's another part of it that's like, well, why wouldn't you go that route? I don't know. I've never even once sat down and allowed myself, my brain, to riff on what it would look like if our jobs got replaced like that.
And what was that? A couple episodes ago, you did the Montessori quote about being.
The children are now working as if I do not exist.
And so what about when the technology gets to the point where we can create that environment where our job is being there as another human, but so much of the
I don't want to say mundane, I know what you mean.
And I don't want to say
the
busy.
The peripheral
Yeah, busy work is what I was going to say, but...
The trash is taken care of. I don't need to use brain bandwidth to pay attention to some of the stuff that really probably at the end of the day isn't necessarily... what am I trying to say? Like, taking out the trash is something that needs to happen, but that's not me contributing or adding to this child's experience here. Whereas if all that other stuff was done and all I needed to do was pay attention literally to these children, that would be awesome.
And so you imagine the technology built. I mean, you just feed some Montessori in here, and you feed some Piaget in here, and you feed some...
Oh, you mean into the robot?
Into the robots, into the algorithms. You put some Froebel in there, you put some Vygotsky in there, and then you churn it all up, and you say, this is the environment we want, and then those machines go about creating that environment, and they are the stagehands supporting the place. Supporting the narrative the kids are creating. They've used all 4,386 blocks, and they're still building that tower.
Let's make some more blocks.
And then the block drone hovers over to the block storage unit and brings back another 300 blocks and lowers them into the environment.
Space, yeah.
Somebody's talking about they're going to build a robot, and they need a soldering iron or a glue gun, and boop, it's
Oof.
Plugged in. And so the environment, it's constantly being edited for the needs, the anticipated needs of the children. Health and safety stuff is being done the same thing. Think about a forest school that the kids are out there, and there's 60 safety drones hovering around the periphery, and every time somebody, I mean, they're stepping from rock to rock, and little Jenny slips a little bit in her new rain boots, and the drone is there to steady her.
People could do that too, though.
I think you're missing the big picture, because by the time technology gets that far,
we'll be dead.
No, well, that, yeah, maybe. But
on that part, but yeah.
Duh.
But children aren't going to be doing all these things. We're all going to be in our little pods, our virtual reality pods, like interacting just with our brains in the virtual world. So these are going to be unnecessary because children aren't going to like get to do these things.
Josie, you're so dark. I'm trying to paint a beautiful picture of the future. And you're going dark. That would be a sad, sad place. I mean, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But so I don't know. I just wanted to rant and rave about cool robots.
Do you think that there would? Okay, so let's think futuristic for a minute. Do you think it's possible to get to a point where there would be no living, breathing human person caring for living, breathing humans?
Oh, I think it's absolutely possible. It's almost happened. I mean, if you look at orphans from Kosovo in the 80s, that's pretty much what was happening. And they didn't have the benefit of my drones.
Oh.
Sorry. Well, no. Yeah, absolutely. The touch. But yeah. Yeah, there's that human. There's always that human part. But you know, what are we going to do with the state of the workforce this profession has, other than turn to technology? Because we've got institutions of higher learning that are teaching absolute bullshit when it comes to how to work with young children and sending people out into the world
grossly
today
unprepared.
When we know much better, and they're sending stuff out because they've got tenured positions and they haven't read any.
Tell us how you really feel.
How can these people? How can we live in a world where we're still fucking teachers up so much?
Because we don't value the profession at the end of the day.
How can people who supposedly value the profession because they're teaching how to do it, how can they have jobs being so bad at what they're doing? And there are some great institutions out there that are turning out well-prepared people, but there's also way too much bullshit. And it happens, and these are at places that have prestigious names even. And yet bullshit. Yet we're always hearing from people that, hey, I'm in my third year of a 4-year degree and nobody's mentioned play yet. Because it's about the testing and the other bullshit. Wouldn't robots do a fucking better job? I mean, could we? How much worse?
Could it be? No, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know. I mean, it's starting to happen here in the States. I see it more in Australia, just because of the workforce. But the McDonald's restaurants, they've got to have it your way things, and you go to the terminal, you customize your sandwich, and you don't interact with a human being for getting your whole order at some places. So the automation is coming in so many places. It's going to start seeping into our profession. I mean, it is.
Well, then the next question is, how do we
make a buck on it? I know.
How do we prevent it, and do we want to?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
If you knew something else was going to change all the dirty diapers from this point forward.
Well, see, In my robot utopia, I'm thinking changing the dirty diapers might be one of the things the humans do because of the touch and the opportunity to connect.
So how do we decide
what the robots do and what the humans
delegated.
Do? Well, I think we as the copyright on all these ideas, by the way. wait till the Explorations Early Learning childcare drones are released. Oh, it's going to be great.
They zap all the people who are like getting in the way of kids playing, like, and this electric shock on them.
Oh, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Every time
that.
A provider says no, they get a zap.
Yeah, yeah. Just training callers. And you know where I'm going to unveil this? I'm going to write it. By the time we're ready to go to production, I'll be able to write a big check to NAYC because they'll let anybody into their fucking vending space. So we'll have this out there. No, so what are the human jobs? I think diaper changing needs to be there. I think in the infant room, I think we want real skin to skin contact.
Now there's a part of me that the thought of an infant room not having a human in it is very unsettling to me. But that could also just be.
And that same infant room with a human in it who is
texting,
is stressed, pissed off that they don't make enough money, and texting their sweetie pie about meeting later on the wanna bone bench. See, that's a callback to a previous show.
Oh my God, you made me choke.
Is that person any better?
Well, no. You're right. You've got me, but
Time to end. Somebody says Jeff is right. Time to end the episode. No,
before we change our mind.
So I mean, what?
I have said on record I would rather have no body than a warm body.
Yeah, and so a well-programmed robot might be a good middle ground there. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. Anything else for this one?
No. Now that I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
Maybe we should think about some cool robot jobs. What else could robot? I mean, how much of the technology could we not do, or how much of the paperwork could we not do with technology? I mean, you're worried about the meal program paperwork, the camera, the facial recognition program in the room is seeing which kids are sitting down at the table, and boom, that's all popped into the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You've got video of you got video of everything, and so if there's an incident, somebody gets hurt and you got to fill out an accident report, boom, you got video of it from 12 different positions because of the drones hovering around, and so you know exactly what's going on, and so maybe our fear of risky play goes down because we can document that we were being mindful about the environment, our risk benefit assessment was practice was in place, and so when we're the whole worry about being sued, well, we've got the documentation that the children were supervised.
Yeah.
The safety drone did grab them as they were falling out of the tree and lower them safely to the ground and hand them a lollipop. Or maybe the technology is, maybe it's hover belts, and all the kids got these little belts on, and they start climbing, and they fall, and then they just hover for a second and then lower. It's kind of like the cartoons. Mm-hmm, you hover and then you fall nice and safe, and then maybe we got airbag floors, and so that when they land, this is that one section of tile, that one 2x2, and then they land a nice soft cushiony thing. I haven't thought about this. I'm just coming up with this as we go. Give me some time to think about it, and we'll come back with another episode. So I don't know. I think it'd just be fun.
Fun.
And then you get into the whole virtual reality of it. Maybe they do go live in the pods, like Josie says, and they just get the early learning goggles put on, and then they just lay there in their nutrient bath and take in everything they're supposed to learn. Hey,
I know, Jeff.
Juliet, you got anything to add before we wrap up? You want to say anything to the people?
Anything you want to tell the people?
Putting you on the spot. Do you know any songs?
I'm a kid.
You're a kid? How old are you?
Three years?
Three years. 3 years. Do you have any cats?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Are they nice cats?
Yes.
What are their names?
Demi and Tashi.
Aww. Did you name your cat after my wife?
No.
Do you like mermaids?
Yes.
Did you get to see the mermaid that lives in my pond yet?
No.
No, because you were still sleeping when I fed her this morning. I went out to the edge of my deck and dumped some mermaid flakes into the pond this morning to feed her. So,
I'm gonna talk to the mermaid.
You're gonna talk to the mermaid? Okay, you gotta look out the other window and not bang your head into the glass, which was almost hilarious. Hey, Juliet, would you like to be raised by a robot?
Yeah.
No, you like humans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this one up. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com. And learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.